he told that when you are running, so force your this
ankle belt
was touched with that pot and it was broken. I am not broken. Oh, you are telling lie. No, mother, I am not a liar. I am not thief. If thief, there is a thief, then in your
dynasty,
your father dynasty, not in my father dynasty. Oh, I will also beat you with my this stick. Then he began to weep, mother, don't beat me. And he began to cry. Tears were coming, and also the
kajal
mixing, Ganga and Jamuna were flowing here, from here. And he was
taking long breath.
And he's crying so bitterly. Then Yashoda was kinda hurt. He told that, I will not beat you, but I will bind you and keep here with that very okhal, turning machine. So you will not go here and there. And you will have to do like this, that I will never do all these sincerely things in my life. So whom he is doing? She is doing. Parabrahma.
Who is Supreme Person of Godhead?
Huh? Why is he? Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva Karan Karanam. And to whom he is making like this and he is going to give lessons. Why? She has so premvati to Krishna, vashalya rasa. Then he tried to bind Krishna. He took her this rope to bind hair, and it was a rashmi
silk,
or silken rope, only two hands, and he tried to bind Krishna, but two fingers less. Again he told all the gopis, O Sakhi, bring another rope. Bringing, joining, whole ropes of Nanda Baba home were joined, but still two fingerless. Not even a round was given, two fingers. Krishna, this
waist.
Only 12
fingers.
Very little. And rope was going mile to mile, increasing, but two angle less. In each round, one round. What is this? Why it is going on? Gopis began to laugh and clap. You cannot bind this boy, because Brahma has not written here that he should be binded. So give up this thing. Yashoda told that, no, never. He has come from my womb. I will bind. I will binding for my whole life. I will surely bind. Otherwise I will not take water and anything. When she promised and doing, sweats were coming. He thought, Oh God, oh Narayan, I'm serving you from so long time and I cannot bind even my son. So all the gopis will laugh. So how to keep my life if my son is not binded? Krishna saw that she is full of sweats, sometimes red smoke, sometimes yellowish, sometimes so. So she was so much worried for that. At once Krishna, mercy came. Oh, my mother is doing so much parishram.
Labor.
And sweats are coming. And she is so worried. So at once he became pleased. And two fingers went away, and Yashoda binded only one by this is silken rope, otherwise other were given up. What is this? Krishna is Supreme Personality of God. He has so many opulence, 6 kinds of opulence. No one is so powerful like Krishna. So he thought that at them, oh Maya, if Maya will, Maya my mother will bind up me, then I cannot play with the boys, and they were eagerly waiting for me to play. And all the cows, they will not give milk to their calves until I will go there. So Yashoda Ma should not, Maya Yashoda should not mind me. At once, Appellant came, Aswarya Shakti came, Yogamaya came and did a very miraculous thing that the West was there. And rows were going so long and long, but even 2 fingers were. What is this? One finger is that we are doing so much labor for practicing bhakti yoga. And we think that by these practices Krishna will be binded and prema bhakti will come. We cannot do it. Lakhs and lakhs burst if their Krishna's mercy is not there. So 2 things be there. One, our labor for practicing bhakti yoga, like Yashoda, like Sara Goswami, Sankhyapurvaka nama gannati vikala avasani kritau nidrahar viharakad vijitau chatanta dinau chajau Radha Krishna gunasmate madhurimam deina sammohitau bande rup sanatana radujugau sri jiva gopal. Sankhyapurvaka nama, not less than 1 lakh of harinam I will do surely that every day. And Sankhyapurvak Gan, 2 words I will have to do Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Remembering all the pastimes of Krishna here, being in Vrindavan, in the guidance of any bona fide Rasik Tattvajna Vaishnava. If it is not
possible by bodily,
possible
then by mind.
But then, everywhere, anywhere we are thinking that I am in Vrindavan, I am in Radhakund, on the bank of Yamuna in Vrindavan, I am there, and chanting and remembering. So doing all these things, Krishna will see that, oh, he is doing so much for me, so I should be merciful to him. His mercy will come at once, and both his practice for bhakti yoga, like Rupa Sanatan, Raghunath Ji Goswami, always doing pranam, sometimes in Radhakund, sometimes in Giriraj Govardhan, sometimes in Nandagaon Varshana, everywhere. Radha kuntate kalinda tane atire chabansi bate premunvadasas dasya grastau pramattau sadadayantau harigurupadam bhavabhibhuta muda bande rupsana. How? Ho Radhike, hey Radhike, where you are? Hey Lalite, hey Vishakhe, hey Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where you are? Ho Radha and Krishna, where you are? Sometimes rolling down, sometimes weeping, sometimes laughing that, oh, I am seeing Krishna. Doing so everywhere. Sometimes nothing, no sleep at all, sometimes very little sleep, doing on nothing to do, nothing to do. Only these things. Then prema comes. So we should try to follow all these things. So two, we'll have to see that we'll have to do so much practice as bhakti, from sadhan bhakti to bhav, bhav to prema. Thus asakti will come, then this mood will of bhav will come. If we are doing practice for coming bhav, then it is sadhan, otherwise not sadhan. What we are doing, it is not sadhana. And we cannot be called sadhak while our whole energy will be for that, honoring Vaishnavas, honoring and serving Gurudev with very affectionate mode, hearing always all these things, remembering all the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, like Shraddha Goswami's. Not a moment our energy will be given in anything of this world. Then mood will come. And then gradually prema will come. So the Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is explaining all these things in Madhurya Kadambini so well. We'll have to read all these books also. Swamiji has planted that seed in our hearts. In some hearts it has been sprouted. Some lips are coming. But if we will do offense to Vaishnavas and Gurudev and not following correctly, in correct process these things, as Rupa Goswami has written, we cannot catch, we cannot have that thing. No move, no test, even no test. So we should try very sincerely all these things so that we can come in the process of Rupa Goswami and our Gurudev. Gaur Premahan. So one is our practice of Bhakti Yoga.
Yeah.
And seeing this, another finger, Krishna mercy. We are doing practice and thinking that by practice we will have Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti and lost frame. No need of mercy of our Gurudev, no mercy of any Vaishnava, no mercy of Krishna himself. Then we cannot do. And when Krishna's mercy is everywhere to all, but not fully, so if you are doing all these things, that Krishna will see and see he will be so happy and mercy will come, then two fingers. His mercy is one finger and our practice is second. In, for example, you can see cats and monkeys. Monkeys, boys, they catch hold of their mother very tightly and she does not do anything for to save her children, and they began to jump from one place to another and the boys catching hold. And cat, where is cats taking their children and they are doing meow, meow, meow and they don't do anything and the cat holds from her mouth and takes his voice from here to there. They don't do anything. So if anyone is only seeing that when Krishna mercy or Guru mercy or Vaishnava mercy will come to us, automatically we will have something, everything. We should not practice anything. One are of this kind. And another, practicing, no use of getting the mercy. They will also in the same way. They cannot. But both are mixing, like a man is falling in well, and another person giving rope that you should catch hold, I will take out of well, but he is not catching, then he will not come out of there. So when he will catch the rope coming from up, then he will come out of the air. Similarly, Krishna, Kripa, mercy is like a rope, and our practicing is like to catch hold of that thing. Then we can come off this endless ocean of, like well, of death and birth, sorrows and sin. Easily we can go up.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama.